From NPR News, this is Day to Day. More companies are now lining up in Washington, their hands out. GM and Chrysler are looking for billions of dollars to help weather the financial crisis, and they want help with a possible merger. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here now. And Mitchell, how much money are we talking about? We said billions of dollars?
Maybe $10 billion to cover the costs of a GM-Chrysler merger, which, by the way, the companies aren't saying much publicly about, even though their executives have been in Washington looking for money and political support. And Treasury isn't talking in detail much about what money they might need either. Here's how the money could add up. $5 billion from the big $700 billion government bailout fund. That might buy equity in a joint company and also perhaps buy up bad auto loans the companies are holding. Another $5 billion would come from the Energy Department. That's a slice of the $25 billion in low-interest loans that Congress approved this year. That's to help the automakers retool and make more fuel-efficient cars. So I guess staying in business and out of bankruptcy is kind of a prerequisite for making those next-generation automobiles. So it looks like that money could be sped along to bail the industry out of its current troubles.
So will it work, or are they going to go for it?
Well, look, because auto sales are plummeting and the most fuel-efficient cars mostly aren't from American automakers, these companies are just in deep trouble. The question really is, would this just buy them time at taxpayer expense, possibly to fail later, or does it really get them back on track to being, you know, leaner and meaner? Gary Chasen, who's a professor of industrial relations at Clark University, isn't exactly encouraged by the prospects of a merger, at least in the short term.
Well, I think a merged entity won't necessarily be any better than either General Motors or Chrysler alone. I've compared General Motors and Chrysler as two drowning men trying to help each other. Their problem here is one of marketing, that is, designing cars that the public wants to buy. It's not a finance problem. It's not really a labor relations problem, for that matter, either.
But here's the interesting thing. The $10 billion that they're talking about to make a merger possible mostly pays for slashing the workforce with layoffs and buyouts, and it closes plants in places like Michigan. So the UAW is going to be in a hard place here. They don't want these companies collapsing, but do they really want taxpayer money paying for a major downsizing of the industry?
And wasn't this taxpayer money for financial companies and only for financial companies? And would this not be rewarding just bad business decisions on the part of the automakers?
Well, you know, it turns out that the automakers kind of are financial companies. The reason is that Ford, GM, and Chrysler are chartered as what's called thrift holding companies. Basically, that's so that they can offer auto loans. And by the way, automakers aren't the only things that aren't banks, but can kind of seem like banks for the purposes of the bailout. Companies that issue credit cards like Nordstrom and Macy's and John Deere would also theoretically qualify.
All right, then. Thank you, Mitchell. Mitchell Hartman of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.